Now, I'm going to talk to Caroline Brown from Clare Hall Residents Association about the Family Fun Day that's been organised up in Clare Hall for this coming Saturday. Good morning, Caroline. How are you? Good afternoon, indeed. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mark. Thanks for inviting me.
You're very welcome. For 20 years, I bet when you started that Residents Association, you didn't think you'd still be doing it 20 years later.
No way. I was very reluctant. I said I would help like for a week or two, and here I am 20 years later. When we originally moved in, we had no streetlights. We had lots of horses running around the place. So we've advanced a lot in that time.
I remember myself, I went up to give out about railings or something, and what was that, 15, 16 years ago? We got the railings, but I'm still there as well. Okay, Family Fun Day for celebration. Lots of work at the going into this. And if I do say so myself, you're at the putting together a great day of events. Maybe give us a rundown of some of the events you have organised.
Yeah, sure. Well, we've got to kick off, we've got the Dublin City All-Stars, the marching band. They're from Donegal, and they've agreed to play for us. They're going to lead a fancy dress parade from from Elmfield, at the bottom of the estate, and they're going to play all the way up to Templeview Green. And we're hoping that people will come out and join the parade as it's going by. We're trying to encourage kids to get dressed up. Then we've got a DJ, and he will have a children's entertainer with him. They'll have giant Jenga, four in a row, piñatas, fun and games for the kids. Dublin City Council have offered us the services of the sports development officer, who's fantastic, Paul. He put us in touch with Brian, who's going to set up an obstacle course and games, and then local football teams, GA teams, they're all coming along, going to have drills on the day and skills for the kids. We've got the Reptile Roadshow, which I'm not looking forward to, where we'll have snakes and all creepy crawlies that the kids will be able to hold. We're having the Great Clare Hall Bake Off, because I love cupcakes and I'm going to offer to taste them, but I don't know if they'll let me or not. Coors Pharmacy have sponsored. We have a kiddies play bus for the younger ones.
Oh, okay.
And then in the evening we're going to have a talent show and karaoke, and then our prize giving. And so it's a pretty full day. It goes from 1:30 until 10 o'clock in the evening.
Pretty full on day. It's going to be, I have to say, I'm really looking forward to it. And it all kind of came together very quickly in a couple of months, really.
Well,
from a seedling of an idea at AGM in, what was it, May?
I actually had a look. We started this idea at the start of June, believe it or not. So it's amazing what you can do when you've got good help.
When you put your mind into it. And we have to probably say, in fairness, we've had some help from a lot of residents, some of the old people who've been helping us for years. Kim and Paul, etc. But we've had two girls who came on board at the AGM, and they've been a great help to you.
Ah, that's
Suzanne and Karen.
Karen and Suzanne said that they would help. I don't think they realised how much help they were going to do. But I think it's like everything. Once you actually get involved and you realise it is great fun, and every time you achieve something, or somebody gives you a prize, or somebody agrees to sponsor something, it's just, even just the personal achievement you get from it is fantastic. If I don't plug this cupcake bake-off, I'll be in so much trouble from the
girls. Suzanne won't be happy.
Yeah, they've gone to an awful lot of bother. So if anybody is interested in, you can go onto our website is www.clarehallresidents.ie, or we've got a Facebook page, Clare Hall Residents, and we'd love to see heaps of people baking cakes, of course, so I can taste them.
I think one of the things, and we discussed it at our AGM in May, and you know it's great. We had discussed, and we were concerned for a couple of years as a residents association, that kind of the community spirit being lost a little bit, and maybe through the times we've gone through, people are having it tough and everything else, and the priorities change a little bit. But we've had a few years where the community spirit's really kind of left us, and this is one of the things we hope is really going to inspire the whole community of Clare Hall and Elmfield to kind of get back out and, you know, take an interest in the estate.
Well, for the last 20 years that we've been there, I've been involved with, we ran a very, very successful summer project for about 14 years. And unfortunately, when the old tiger came roaring, a lot of people, they were going on holidays, they weren't that interested in, you know, we lost a lot of volunteers, and unfortunately that kind of died a death. As a result of all this work I did, I'm really interested in the value that people have get of belonging to community. So I'm actually now going into my fourth year of an honours degree in social and community development out in ITB. And the more I study, the more I realise the importance of social contact for people. And it's really important to have a sense of belonging and to have a network. So a lot of people now, they're kind of living in virtual communities, they're on Facebook, they're not actually interacting with people. And I think this is a fantastic way to get people in the community to come out, to realise that they belong to a network of people, that we've all got the same interests, we all care about our families, we want everybody to be happy, to be safe, and hopefully this will help instill a bit of that community sense back into everybody that lives in Clare Hall.
Yeah, because down the years we've had a lot of successes over the years when we kind of stuck together as an estate, and we won some relatively good victories. So, you know, it's important that you know, as you say, with the likes of the summer project, we ended up we had to stop doing that because just we couldn't get people to help, we couldn't get volunteers, etc. So hopefully this will inspire people to come along. Some of the activities you were talking about now, you're not looking forward to it at all. The reptiles, I think that's a great. My kids had seen that a couple of times when they talked to a few people who've had their birthday parties, wherever. So there's nothing wrong with handling the snake in the Saturday afternoon.
Well, if you're an arachnophobe like me, I think it could be a bit of a problem. Yeah. But I'd rather handle small children now, being honest with you.
Now, you're talking about, to kick off, we've got the marching band that's coming up from Elmfield, and obviously kids will, hopefully that'll start piquing people's interest, they'll see. We had said what we'd love to do is we'd love to get all the kids in fancy dress to join the parade and make it really colourful. Had we talked about putting a team on the fancy dress?
No, I wanted to leave it open because, like, if you got a group of kids together and you ask for a theme, you're going to get about 55. So I think it's open, you know. I think the fact that there's a prize might be a lure. We've also got football teams from Trinity Football. The guys are going to dress up in their uniforms as well, and they'll have their banner, because also I'd like to promote the services that we have available in the area. People mightn't realise that there are local football teams or GAA teams or whatever, so...
Well, we do get a lot of that through our website, and we got a lot of it down the years of people saying there's nothing for the kids to do.
Yeah.
And you know, there's loads of clubs. I mean, we've two excellent GAA clubs on our doorstep with O'Toole's and Trinity Gales, and we've lots of soccer clubs. We have our own Clare Hall Celtic soccer club, so there's plenty for the kids to do there. So we're going to go through the afternoon. We're going to have loads of activities. We're going to have the Bake Off, and we're going to have the Sports Skills and the Reptile Village Zoo and everything. And we're going to kind of chill for an hour then. And then we're kind of, basically we're going to do Clare Hall Scott Talent kind of thing. And that's open to everybody.
It is indeed. We did have a cut-off date on it, but we sent out flyers. My phone number's on it and Kim's phone number's on it. People are more than welcome if they would like to go on the show. It's not a competition, because I think everybody that does it is really brave.
Just for the
fantastic
crack.
So it's not too late. We've seven entries at the moment. Some are groups, some are singer songwriters, Irish dancer. We've got all sorts, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Hopefully on the day we might get one or two more. It'll turn around. I might have a go myself at but you said there's no prizes.
Well, no, you prizes. Get a little gift.
If I'm not getting a prize, I'm not playing, I don't care.
Well, you can taste the cupcakes.
Taste the cupcakes, yes. Who's judging the cupcakes?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm volunteering, but I don't think they're
going to
let me.
I don't think my waistline will be kicked out of Weight Watchers if I go doing the cupcake tasting. Okay, Caroline, listen, thanks very much for coming in. Before you go, what we wanted to do as well was, obviously, say we've we pulled this together in a short space of time, but we didn't do it alone. We got a lot of help.
We sure did. And I have to say, Dublin City Council Community Officer Hugh Flanagan was a great help. He put me in touch with Paul Donnelly. He's a sports development officer and he's a fount of information. He's fantastic. And he sourced us. Brian Carroll's going to come out and set up the obstacle course. But not only that, he's helped me to get in touch, network with other people and gave me ideas on what to do and how to go about things. Dublin City Council, apart from providing us with the sports development officer on the day, they're also sponsoring our medals. So that's a great help. Nico Murphy, he's at the Village Centre in Darndale. He is a mine of information. He set me in directions I hadn't even thought of. He was a great help to me. We have our own website, as I mentioned, the Residents Association, and to fundraise, we were trying to think what to do. So Tom Brabazon's solicitors, Sean Kenny and Romeo's all kindly agreed to take out an ad space on the website.
Yeah.
So that was great. That goes towards funding a lot of the activities that we've got. Just all the people that, I have to say, nobody has turned us away, and it's amazing. If you ask and you're doing it for a good reason, a lot of people will help. So thank you to everybody.
All we need now, we're still looking for volunteers, aren't we?
We are indeed.
We're still looking for people on the day to give us a hand with just helping run some of the events. Maybe we've a couple of marquees we need to throw up, and some first aiders, if we have some qualified first aiders wanted to make themselves known to us, it would be a great help. But
I've just gotten my friend who's come back from charity work in Tanzania, fresh off the plane, has agreed to come and do face painting. So if we've any more face painters out there, I'd love if you got in touch with me.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great. So we'll have fun.
Yeah.
We'll have fun. I'll throw spiders at you and me eating cakes. If that's all we end up doing. Saturday afternoon fun. So there you have it, folks. Thanks very much, Caroline, for coming in and talking to us. And, you know, hopefully we just have to pray now that the rain holds off. We get a
it's
good
forecast,
bit of weather.
No rain. Beautiful sunny day.
Well, sure, we can't say better than that. Even the gods love us, so we'll be all right. Caroline Brown, thanks very much for coming in, and we wish you every success on Saturday, which is a fun day.
Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.